All right, more on that in a minute. We're joined right now by an offensive lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a three-time Pro Bowler. He was drafted number 4 out of Oklahoma back in 2013. Philadelphia 10-1. They're hosting the Titans on Sunday. Got a few moments with Lane Johnson. Lane, good to have you on. How are you?
Doing good, man. What's going on?
Good, good. Great to have you. So really quickly, I know you're looking ahead to this weekend. However, if you were to look back to that game Sunday night against Green Bay, you guys absolutely gashed them on the ground. You rushed for 363 yards. In terms of imposing your will on the opposition, I mean, have you ever been a part of as dominant a performance as that one was? And then how'd that feel?
I've been in some games where we had some dominant stretches. The thing about this game is that it was just consistent throughout the game. It didn't really die down and stay the course throughout the game. So, yeah, it was, a few simple plays, a lot of pulling schemes that worked well. And, I just think that in combination with Jalen running when he needed to, man, just made it for an awesome night.
Hey, Lane, I'm just going to jump right in. Like, last season was a really challenging year for you physically and mentally, yeah, coming off that ankle surgery. I'm curious, how are you feeling physically right now, and what kind of headspace are you in compared to last year?
Yeah, I feel really good. That was a lot on my mind last year. I was coming back from – I had two surgeries on my ankle. So one of them I played on in 2020, and then after the season I had another one to repair it. So, yeah, that was going through my mind a lot last year. I was playing and wasn't physically feeling like I normally feel. And playing to the standard, I felt like I could play in some aspects. But this year, man, I feel good playing at a high level. And, my body's not giving me trouble like it was last year.
Lane Johnson joining us. Did it get to a point where you had thoughts of retirement? And if so, how close did you come? I mean, did it get that dark?
Yeah, I mean, when I left, I mean, a lot of that plagued me. I mean, along with anxiety was my ankle wasn't cooperating. And, I was pretty much trying to play on one foot. And that's hard to do, in the NFL. So, yeah, I just felt like if this thing was going to compromise my play to where I couldn't, be, who I've been on field in the past 9-10 years. And I was like, I was ready to check out. But, I had a good offseason of rehab and really attacked it. And it hadn't been on my mind really like it was last year, which I feel like, was plaguing me.
Talking to Lane Johnson. Lane, you've been so good about this. You are really open about talking about what you've dealt with and what you mentioned. We're not talking about just a surgery or a second surgery or you not being able to push off or you being able to do what you used to do. We're talking about anxiety and depression, some serious things that go way, way, way back. Like, what kind of thoughts were you having during this process? What were you dealing with that now you can talk about, but people for so long just did not want to get into?
Yeah, well, a lot of it was medication-based. So when you get on some medications, it takes a while to withdraw or to taper off. And so when I was tapering off, I wasn't doing it effectively. And so it was like an extended-release capsule that wasn't meant to be broken. And so I went from pretty much a mediocre dose to nothing. And so when you have that, you can have symptoms of almost like the flu. You can have hand tremors that don't really go away, vomiting. But it really affects your serotonin levels. And so when that's affected, pretty much feels like you have no control of your mind and body. That's basically what it felt like. And so I was experiencing that all throughout training camp, all throughout, the first part of the year. And once those symptoms got managed, I wasn't feeling what I was feeling. But, yeah, whenever your serotonin levels are affected like that, it's dangerous. Put you in a dark place.
I really appreciate you, and I appreciate that response because I would imagine going through something like that, even if you sit at a desk for 8 hours, that would be a really challenging thing to do, much less try to perform at the level and do what you were doing. Just one more thought. I've had so many conversations, Lane, with athletes and public figures of late, and two of the biggest takeaways I have is, number one, it's okay not to be okay. And number two, if you're not okay, you need to talk to somebody about that. And doing so does not make you weak. It actually takes courage to do so. And not doing so can be really detrimental. I mean, I know there's a lot in that statement, but would you agree? Are those accurate statements?
I mean, the biggest thing is communication. The worst thing to do is to keep it all bottled in. I mean, I've heard of several NFL players saying, I'm only as good as what the coach tells me. That there's been guys, kill themselves over stuff like this. It's a serious issue. And one thing I learned is that when I went to the combine, I think I was alerted that, 50 to 60% of NFL players have an anxiety disorder. So it's very common. The thing to do back in the day was to not talk about it, be a man's man. And, I feel like that hurt the cause more than anything. I think speaking up and being vulnerable is a good thing. I think I learned a lot just from guys, you know, like Kevin Love, Michael Phelps, you know, being the most decorated Olympian of all time, you know, talking about suicidal thoughts and just living in that headspace. And, you know, it's not something that you can accomplish your way out of. But, you know, really those guys like that, Tyson Fury, his story, it just goes to show, man, that people are humans and are affected in different ways. And there's, there's always help around the corner.
Yeah, I guarantee other athletes, people listening right now, are learning from you just as you learn from them. A 3-time Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl champ, somebody drafted number 4 overall. Yeah, again, I appreciate your thoughts on all that stuff so much. I've got to ask you about the Bro Barn home gym workouts. I'm fascinated by that. Who shows up for those workouts, and what are they like?
Yeah, they're pretty intense. So my trainer, he's an ex-Marine, but he was with Exos for a while. He's worked with a lot of guys in the industry. So picked him up, I think, 2019. And so, yeah, man, we get after it. I have a lot of linemen that work out with me, Runyon, Herbie. Some guys from different teams, Cesar Ruiz. So yeah, man, we all attack it differently. So a lot of it in the off season, after the season's recovery, and then we'll have a speed phase, a power phase, and really just compete with our numbers from last year. But yeah, man, it's pretty intense. But I think when you put in the work there, it makes your body more prepared for the season. So yeah, man, it's pretty funny out there. Baldinger's out there a lot. He's pretty heavy on the deadlifts. That's what he likes. So if you ever come, he might be in there too.
Baldy, what's he like out there, man? Is he still getting after it? I have to believe
he's getting after it
and throwing him around, right?
Yeah, he loves it. I mean, he's most times sitting at the desk watching tape. So when he gets a chance to leave that and come lift, he's all about it. So he's a funny dude.
He is a funny dude. Lane, really quickly, like listening to you, watching you, I can tell how much respect that you have for the game, for the guys that you play with, for the guys you go up against, for the opportunities the game has provided you. Like overall, what does football represent to you? What's it done for you personally?
Well, it's teach you how to fight through adversity, and how to work with people from all different, you know, backgrounds, and cultures. So I think, it's enabled me to work efficiently with people. I think it's opened me up to communication. A lot of football, man, is like, one thing you can't do is hide. There is no, you can't really hide who you are.
It's on film, right? Everything's on film.
Yeah, it's all on film out there. So that's one thing I respect about the games, that it's all put out there on film. There is no hiding like you can, I think, in other areas of work. And, it's such a team game. You realize that as you get older. It's just everybody counts in the building. And that's what I love about it, and I love the people that I work with.
Lane Johnson joins me for another moment or so. I know every single year is different. I know you'll tell me, hey, look, I'm just here to chop. You got to chop, got to chop, got to chop. But is there anything at all about this team and the way things are setting up that feels like 2017 to you?
A lot of it goes down to who we have. I mean, I feel like talented, we're very talented, but I feel like we have a good blend of veteran leadership, kind of like what we did in 17. So we have good leaders, and we have a lot of blended, young talent, to add to that. So right now, man, everything's in front of us. You know, we've had a good 10, 11 games, and now's, crunch time. And hopefully, we can clinch the playoff this week and then get home field advantage. And then if guys are banged up, get them back for the playoff run. So that's what we're thinking. But, this week we had Tennessee, so it's probably the most physical, team we'll see all year. As far as your defensive line is concerned.
Boy, they are, right? They are tough, and they are physical. Yeah. Philadelphia, 10-1, best record in the NFL. He is a Super Bowl champ. He is a 3-time Pro Bowler. Lane Johnson, my guest. Lane, appreciate you so much. Great to have you back on. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Have a great day, Lane. Thank you very much.